a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, I want to talk about the world can feel pretty dark at the moment, and sometimes, you know, every day you wake up and you're like, what fresh new hell will awaken us? But we try to keep things positive here.
Yeah, and I feel that each time I have to come in and see you too.
Right, yep. Well, that's good. There is something on the internet that is bringing joy to millions and millions of people each day, us waking up around the world to see the next update. And it's in regards to Tiki, this foster dog. Now, Isabel Clee is the girl's name. Her TikTok is Simon Sits, right? And what she does is that she fostered a dog named Simon, and then she made him obviously go into her household and she adopted him. And then now she fosters other dogs to bring them kind of back to life, and then they get adopted out again. So here is a bit of audio from Isabel talking about picking up this new dog, Tiki.
Today, I'm going to pick up potentially the most difficult foster that I have had. For the first time in a long time, I truly do not know what to expect. When these dogs came in, the ASPCA sent Muddy Paws Rescue a list of all the potential dogs that we could pull. And there was one named Tiki. It was described as by far the most shut down of the group. Obviously, as soon as I saw that, I said, that is the one that I want. Tiki is quite literally paralyzed with fear. They say that he does not move from his bed ever, unless it's the middle of the night. He is completely terrified of being handled. He bites people and he loses control of his bowels. There's been a lot of conversation over the past few days about whether Tiki will get better. Some behaviorists say no, some behaviorists say that being out of a shelter might help him, but the truth is we really have no idea. However, I believe that all dogs should be given a chance.
Sounds pretty good news to me.
No, hang on.
That's great. So, I love hearing all of that.
So
that,
bright and bubbly.
So that is day one.
Bouncing out of bed.
Okay, that's day one.
I mean,
right?
Not the dog, but me.
The thing is, Tiki, this little dog, has no hair on its eyes. And she says in the video that where she got the dog from, no, don't lie, I'll cry.
Sorry, it's just the opposite dog of you.
No, I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Have you got all its hair?
Okay.
Have you taken Tiki's hair?
Okay.
Did he give his hair so that you
stop.
Could have?
Anyway, so she says in the video that the place where she picks up these dogs from to foster, a lot of the time it's been criminal behaviour in it, so she can't tell us what happened to Tiki.
Oh,
all that we know that it was terrible.
Yeah.
Really bad, right? You're
again,
crying because you're laughing at what Tom's saying, not
again,
about the dog.
Again, waiting for the story to get good.
No, okay. So every day she puts up a new update, okay? And every day we get to see Tiki grow into a better dog, a more brave dog, and it's now on day 26.
Yeah.
And this happened.
It is day 26 with my extremely fearful shutdown foster dog. And this is officially the first intro in which Tiki has made an appearance. I swear he gets braver and braver every single day. And something absolutely insane happened. Tiki played with his first toy. This is the toy in question. And the videos I have of it are so cute. What is that?
This is a dog that has been so scared to come out of its cage, playing with a toy for the first time, and the whole world, millions and millions and millions of people are watching this, and they're saying, Tiki went outside today, I can go outside today. Tiki took, you know, the steps in out of bed today, I can get out of bed today. And it's so beautiful, and people are now fostering dogs and because of her and the movement, and it's just so beautiful. And if you need some sparkle in your heart at the moment, Simon Sits, Isabel Clee's TikTok page is the place to get it with Tiki the dog.
Okay, that's beautiful, mate. We got there in the end. Certainly my favourite moment of the morning. The eyebrow gear, I mean.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Cameron Ling, you are a media personality extraordinaire, the likes of which Loggy and I could never hope to be.
No, we were on the morning show once on Channel 10 to talk about the Foo Fighters concert, and then they got cancelled after that.
The Fooies?
No, the morning show.
Don't take that.
Oh, yeah.
You
and
can't
also,
take that personally.
Also, we tried to share it on the socials and they blocked the audio.
Oh.
So no one saw the video because you couldn't hear anything. So that's fine. That's about as famous as we've ever been. Mm. But you, Cameron, obviously very familiar with the camera And being particularly on Channel 7, you do your footy commentary and that type of bizzo. You're running interviews where you jog.
Yeah. You were on the front bar last week.
That's right. And last week you're on the front bar, and quite graciously you did name check us and shout out K-Rock and the breakfast show and stuff. I did set you that challenge beforehand.
Yes, you did.
And you came through for once.
Well, he didn't, but the other guys did. So it is a win, though.
It is a win. I didn't think of it like that. That is actually very true. No, whenever we ask you to do something, you don't do it.
I made sure someone else did it.
No, he says that, but I think it just happily fell in your lap.
And then he's like, all right,
he's
sweet.
Like, take credit for that
one. Yeah, well, I don't have to do it now. Not that I was going to in the first place.
I feel like all these compliments are leading to a big, giant backhander. What's going on?
Well, so Mick Molloy does the breakfast show on Triple M, right, yes. Which we can say because it's just fact, right? And I know it's a different radio station, but whatever. Right, so yeah.
And he's the one who said it on front bar last week.
Yeah, and bless his little cotton socks, he said, he loves Tom, but he doesn't care for Loggy. And that's
gold.
That's the first time that's ever been said. It's always the other way around. So it was just a nice little. Yeah. Anyway, so that was beautiful. Thank you for sort of putting us on the sort of the national stage.
You're welcome.
That was awesome, right? I do believe you might have done it again.
Yes.
A little bit of audio has been forwarded to me. Courtesy of Triple M?
Yeah.
We're going to play? Okay, yeah. Let's have a listen to this.
I had a call, a message. I missed the call, but a message has been left by probably the greatest and proudest redhead of all time, Premiership captain of the Cats, Cameron Ling. Jing?
Yes?
He left a message and he's not happy with you.
Billy, Cameron Ling here, mate. I hope you're well. Hey, I heard about what's going on with JB. You tell him for me, all right? If he doesn't want to embrace being a redhead, then we don't want him. We do not want a bar of him. Unless he's all in, he can be all out and go and get stuffed. And there's no way I'm coming on your show anyway, mate, because I'm too busy doing breakfast on K-Rock 95.5. Anyone wants to listen, come join us. You'll love it. All right, all the best, Bill. See you, mate.
He had to put in the K-Rock.
Lock it on the rock.
Lock it on the rock, exactly.
Yeah.
Lock it on the rock.
Lock it on the rock.
You're finally getting with the program, yeah. Cameron.
It's been 5 years.
So this is a compliment. Was that all right?
That was good, mate. I appreciated that. You grew up in Geelong. Did K-Rock, was our statement ever lock it on the rock?
I reckon it was back in the day.
Okay.
Does anyone remember that? 5223 2955. We'd love to hear because
Lock it on the rock.
Lock it on the rock.
Certainly before our time.
Mm. I reckon we're talking Billy time.
Yeah, okay.
So late 90s?
90s, yeah. I reckon that's about right.
Very proud of you. You're very sassy in that message too. Good on you, Lingy. Keep it up.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I loved about it too? It sounded really natural. You've done so much work, sort of. You've come such a long way since you started.
Here we go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I've gotten rid of Loggy, so let's do this.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy's 1 second song.
What do we reckon? I'm going to send an email and get that ding, ding, ding at the start.
Yes, please.
Ear piercing.
We all react to that every single time it's played. This is 1 second song. AJ's joining us. AJ, good morning.
Morning, lads. How are we doing?
Really well, thank you. The way this one works, of course, is because Loggy claims and has probably proven,
she
I must
has
say.
Proven,
it,
I think. It's fair to say.
That she's an audio guy.
Just this is the way her brain is wired.
Yeah, you can just hear this. First note of a song and can straight away name it. Again, she's proven that. You're going to play for us 1 second of a song, AJ. We have to guess it straight away. If we get it wrong, what happens next?
Then we go to 3 seconds after that, and then we go to a 5 second, and there is a scaling point system that I don't think any of us actually understand.
No, let's not get bogged down in that.
No, we don't
need to worry about that. So far, you won last week, I believe. I was away this time last week, but you took it out over Loggy, which I find very hard to believe.
It was heavily slanted to a certain era of music last week.
Okay, sure.
So it was definitely advantage me.
There may have been some footy songs making it in there as well.
Okay.
I was looked after. I was babied. You usually have a theme for us, AJ. Have you got one for us?
Guys, I don't know if you know this because no one's been talking about it this week, but apparently there's a game of football on tonight in your park.
Okay.
And there's some background context about a guy playing for a different club than last year. So we're going at second act in our theme today. A second band or a second stage of your career.
Right, okay. Okay. The mind is starting to tick over. We're going to get started. Question number one. 1 second here of. Our names are our buzzers.
Correct.
I'm really nervous and I don't know why. Okay, here we go. Tom.
Tom.
It's the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I knew they were going to be in there.
Learn to Fly.
No.
Oh, yes. No. Okay, good. I don't know it after 1 second. Give me the 3 seconds.
Let's go to three.
Oh, I know, yeah.
There's a lot of people yelling at their radio right now, mate.
Do you want to have a guess there?
Can I get back in?
Okay,
you can come back in.
Is it Generator?
No.
Still wrong. All right, give me the 5 seconds.
Gets around to five.
One and ten. Oh, Tom. Can I go
Tom?
Again?
Tom?
Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench.
Whoa.
That's not
that
one.
All right, okay.
That was last. I can guess that one again.
Well, we know what Monkey Wrench sounds like.
Do you
want to
guess what that one was?
Okay, so I'm going to take the point for that one.
You take a single point for that one because you got to the 5 second version.
All right. I don't think we need to play Monkey Wrench. We don't
know that is in there. Come on, let's have a little bit of Monkey Wrench.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Apologies. Second act, of course, Foo Fighters for Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Third act and fourth act, best not spoken about. Hey, let's just move on.
You're on one
He's
point.
He's the kind of guy that has maybe one too many acts.
Go to the next one, Thomas.
Okay, this is 1 second song. Doing a really good job of it, guys. Here we go.
Oh, Lingy.
Lingy.
You can just quietly think about it or you can talk
it through. No. Crowded House.
Yes.
Oh. I didn't know it at all. Are we going to buzz him out? Can I?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. I'll have 3 seconds of it.
3 seconds.
Thank
you,
sir. So obviously this is the Split Ends Crowded House thing, but.
It is.
No, I don't know.
Lingy.
Fall at your feet.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. Tom.
Well, I'm not. This is what I've dragged in, all right?
Are you new to pressing buttons, Tom?
No, mate. That's just what the system has done. But let's have a. I can find the song, so there we go.
We're having a great day today, aren't we? Whenever I
fall. Great show. So I'm on 2 points because I got done 3 seconds and you're on 1 point. So I'm currently in the lead, Tom. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
No, but you do now.
I don't understand how the game works at all, but that's okay. All right, here we go. This is maybe the deciding round.
Let's say it. Number three.
Tom.
Ah.
It's Justin Timberlake. Rock Your Body.
Yes, it is. Don't. I can see it on the screen. That's not it.
Let's go. This is the winning.
Let's see. Is this the correct answer? Tom gets it.
Yeah. And so I get three points for that one.
Plus one. 4 points versus two. You are the winner, Tom.
Oh,
Tom,
how very gracious of you, Cameron Ling. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, that was exhausting.
I did so much keyboard work there. I did so much finger work.
He's the hardest working man in radio. We love to say it.
The brain ticking over as well. Good stuff. All right. I'm on the board. That is at least something.
That was a good battle. What goes to show when Loggy's not here to ruin it for us, it's actually a good competition.
1 second song returns next week in some fashion.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.